All right, you're about to listen to our Afterwards podcast, and I'm going to share with you a little situation, and this is just for, you know, well, you'll hear it. You'll hear this is for you special Afterward podcast listeners. Thank you for listening. This is Afterwards, John Jane Rich.
It's the show after the show, about the show. John Jane Rich present Afterwards.
Okay, check, podcast. All right, so I want to tell you something on the podcast that I don't think I would tell on the radio, because I feel like the people that listen to our podcast are like people that really know us, right? They're people that love the show. Like people that listen to our normal show, you know, there's the people that like the show. They're like, oh, it's on the radio, let me turn it on, or they go to the iHeart app and listen. But the people that really go out of their way to download that podcast, like they really know us.
True.
Like they even are starting to really know Peyton. She's only been with us for a little bit, you know. Mm-hmm. So some stories I feel like I can tell, like if I tell something that sounds like if it's too much or bragging, that they really know me, so they know I'm really not bragging.
Right. Okay, they know so. You're not pretentious.
I think so. I hope so. Okay, so when I just got back from Cabo, right? So when I got invited to Cabo, it was like 3 months ago. And I said yes right away because it was my friend Kevin. It's his birthday, right? And at the same time, it was our anniversary. And so I said yes to go into Cabo. And then, I think as you know, when time got closer, I didn't want to go to Cabo.
Of course.
I tend, as you get older and get to know yourself a little bit more, I try to get better at as a human being, knowing myself and trying to want to do things for me. And I realized that, what am I doing? I don't want to go to Cabo. I don't, why? Oh God, and I get all the anxiety. And why did I say yes? Because 3 months ago when they invited me.
Sure.
In my head, the whole thing sounded spectacular.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And then when it gets closer to it, then I realize that what's going to happen at work with the shows that I'm going to miss, how all that stress starts to come up. Is it really worth it? Do I got to deal with all this stuff? And then it's like going there and there's other people going. I don't want to meet new people. That kind of stuff, right? So.
I don't want to meet new people.
Right. That's a big John Jay thing.
I don't want to. So then
sometimes
it's like,
that can be intimidating.
Yeah.
So especially then on a trip.
So I now, like the next time I get advice somewhere, I don't want to do it. And I got to be careful to commit. I got to know to say no on certain things, right? So I got invited to go to another friend's birthday party in Tampa. And it's to go see the Bucks play, I don't know who, the Giants. And then it's like all this other guy stuff. And it's a group of guys. And I only know one guy. It's a birthday boy. He's the one that invited me. And he says, hey, do you want to come? It's 3 days. He's like, just get your airfare and everything else taken care of, right? And my first reaction is like, yes.
Really? When you hear a football game?
No,
I would think your first reaction is like, yeah.
I don't look at it like that. I'm looking at the bonding with my friend, and I'm not looking at the football game. Mm-hmm. And I'm also, these guys are connected, so maybe I can meet Tom Brady. I don't know.
Oh, well, that's cool. Okay.
I like Tom Brady. I'm a big fan of his. Not about sports, but I mean, more other things about him. I mean, it is sports related, but I mean, just his eating and his life and his, when you meet it, changed a true champion, a legend. So anyway, so my first thought is, yeah, let me go. But now coming on the heels, I actually got invited while I was in Cabo, so I decided not to respond. I still haven't responded to this message. Now, where I'm getting to this. So here's what happened. So I have season tickets to the Phoenix Suns. I have really good seats, right? And our boss texted me a week ago or so, and he said, hey, we have a box, I'm going to call it a skybox, and it'd be cool. And I was working out with my friend Chuck, my trainer Chuck, his son, Marcus, plays for the Nuggets. And he's like, hey, what if let's do a skybox giveaway. He goes, why don't you take Chuck with you to the Nuggets game, Nuggets Suns game, and we can have a bunch of listeners go with you. And I'm like, yeah, I'm on the elliptical and I'm with Chuck. And I'm like, I'm with Chuck right now. I go, this sounds great. Chuck, you want to come with me to a game? Now, I have tickets to this game already and my seats are on the floor. Okay? So I'm like, yeah, let's go. Chuck's like, cool, let's do it, brother. Chuck gives me a high five. I'm on the elliptical. Let's go. Yeah, let's go. So, I'm going and we're going to give, and I forget all about it. This is like 2 weeks ago, whenever it was, right? So yesterday, you remember Peyton, you walked in, you said Zimba wanted to talk to me about something, right? Mm-hmm. So I left yesterday and I was driving. I forgot, oh, Zimba wanted to talk to me. I forgot. So I get this email from Zimba and Zimba's like, hey, we want to take some pictures of you. And Suns jersey to promote the giveaway we're giving away in the Skybox. And I'm like, huh?
You forgot about it.
And this is tomorrow, by the way.
Oh, my
tomorrow,
gosh.
I think it's tomorrow or Thursday. No, it's tomorrow. I think it's tomorrow. And I'm like, what's the big, it's, and I'm like, oh, damn. I don't even want my tickets. Like, I don't want to go.
Oh. Don't the Suns play the Blazers tomorrow?
I think that's today.
Oh, is it? I know the Mercury game's tomorrow, and I'm going to the Mercury game.
Okay, get this. So, here's what happened. I don't want to go at all to any of it. And if you go to the Suns game, if you go to... So, wait. Okay, so... My tickets are coming, and I find out that I get the email from Zimba saying, do you have any pictures? Can we take a picture of you? And I'm like, hey, hold on a minute. I think that game might have been moved because the Mercury made it in the finals. So what they've done, they did this with a Laker game, and I think they're doing it with the Portland game today, is they're moving it to 2:00. So then what you do is you go to the 2:00 game, mm-hmm. and then your seats, you can stay. They make it a double header, a double feature. Like, you sit and your seats can stay. You stay for the Mercury game. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right? So the Mercury game's at 7:00. The Suns game's at 2:00. I think that's the time frame, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So that's what I do for the Portland game. And I was supposed to go to the Portland game today, too. And so I texted Steve, our boss, and I said, hey, man, I think the Denver game's been moved. And I did not know yet. I go, I think the Denver game's been moved to 2:00. So I don't think I can do that box thing. I got stuff going on, right? And he's like, hold on a minute. And he messaged me back, and he goes, according to my calculations or my information, the game's still at 7:00. And I'm like, damn it. Because I was pretty sure that it was going to move.
I'd rather go to a 2:00 game.
Not me. I want to go 7:00. I got stuff going on in the daytime with my kids.
It's so late.
So I got stuff with my kids, and it's a better nighttime vibe. It's a nighttime vibe to go to a nighttime game. So he says it's still going on 7:00. So then I contact my ticket guy. When you have season tickets, you have a guy that handles you. And I'm like, hey, man, is the game moved to 2:00? And he goes, yes, the game has been moved to 2:00. Sorry, you can either, if you want, you can refund your ticket. We'll take it back. Or you can come and then you stay for the Mercury game. And I'm like, hold on a minute. So I took his text and I sent it to Steve, our boss. And I was like, dude, they moved the game at 2:00. I can't go at 2:00. So I'm out as far as with the listeners and everybody, right? So I can't go to the 2:00 Denver game. And then yesterday at Kemp's practice. So I thought if Steve was to grill me a little bit more, mm-hmm. he can make me go to the 2:00 game because, come on, why, you know what I mean? Like, what do you got going on at 2:00? Why can't you go? So then yesterday, Kemp had practice, and Peyton's dad is my son's coach. And after practice, Kemp gets, we get in the car, and we're driving home, and he goes, I don't know exactly what's going on. He goes, but it looks like ASU is coming to watch our practice on Wednesday, right? And I go, what does that mean? He goes, I don't know. And I go, well, I'll just take it at that. That's good. That's cool. ASU's coming to watch the practice. I don't know if it's two guys from the team, if it's a coach, if it's a player, if it's friggin' two kids in history class. I don't know. But people from ASU are coming.
Yeah.
So I texted Steve just in case. And I said, by the way, Wednesday at 2:00 when they have practice, ASU's coming to watch Kemp's team practice. So I can't do anything Wednesday. That's a big deal. So I kind of like, it's 100% the truth. I just don't have all the information.
It's not all connected to plans, but yeah.
But I mean, it seems as if
yeah.
Bobby Hurley from ASU is coming to watch Kemp practice. That's not the case. But I didn't say that, but I just said that just in case Steve goes, dude, 2:00, you're taking listeners to go see the Nuggets game. But I can't. My son's got practice too. I like to go to all my son's practices. You know what I mean? And if the game is at 7:00, like it originally was, I go to my son's practice, I watch him, shower, then I go to the game at 7:00. You know what I mean? That's like a normal thing, but because they moved it, I can't go, I don't want to go. You know what I mean? I think that's fair. I'm kind of starting a confrontation because he has not said anything other than, no problem.
Now
do you
that's
feel
the...
like you're starting the confrontation in your head, though? Okay. Yeah, it's a little totally, lame to totally. Say you want to do it and then bail?
That's the first thing I've ever diagnosed John Jay with is perceived confrontation.
Do I think it's lame to say yes and then bail?
Yeah.
Well, they changed the time 5 hours later, 5 hours earlier. I think that's a huge thing. I mean, your reason you say something at 7:00 and 2:00 are two
well,
massive
yeah.
life
and change. It's in the middle of the week. Like, people work. during that time, don't they? I know Georgia we don't, doesn't. But I know we don't. But I mean, you know what I mean? Like, why would they want to change?
Maybe
I don't know. I just feel like, wouldn't you want to reschedule on a different day? But I understand why they're doing it, because they want people to stay for the Mercury game to kind of, you know, fill the stands a little bit and kind of give that, you know, Phoenix love or whatever. But I mean, I think it's kind of stupid to change the game. I'm with you, but that's how I feel.
Like, right, but I mean, if you're committed to, like, if you are committed to 7 p.m., like, people that bought tickets for a 7 p.m. game want to go to a, there's a reason they bought tickets to a 7 p.m. game.
Yeah.
To go to a 7 p.m. game. If you change it to 2, which is probably why they're buying back tickets, they'll take back the tickets. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Yes, Grant?
You know, this is a...
Wait, hold on a second. Mike's not on.
This is a good place to have this conversation, because at the beginning of this, you said, you know, the people that really care about us listen to the Afterwards podcast. So I don't think Steve is going to hear this. So this is a great
place.
That's
a fact. You wouldn't even hear if it was on the radio.
Yeah, this is a great place to brainstorm the ideas.
You're so silly, Grant.
But even if, like, you know, you plan out your day by doing what you're like, you know, you got, hey, I got, like, if you were taking, I'm picking up, I love picking up my son from school every day at 2 o'clock or whatever time, you know, and that's why I commit to the 7 p.m. time. Because that's what you got going on. Like, I was going to take my son to the game with me, you know? Chuck was going to come with me to the game, and my son and I were going to go. I was going to switch out seats, however I was going to do that with the Skybox, but he can't do that if my son's got practice at 2. And I don't know what's happening with ASU, but some form of ASU basketball is coming to their practice, and I'd be there anyway. So that's kind of cool, so I don't want to miss it. So I am adding as if Steve's, I'm trying to defend Steve's comebacks to me, even though they haven't
that
come
he's
back.
Not giving you.
Right.
No problem.
I don't know what they're doing with the Denver box or anything like that.
No problem. Seems like he's not coming back too. It seems like that's handled, right?
So far.
He says, no problem. Mm-hmm. I think you're good.
Yeah, I know. But I'm also looking for content for this podcast at the same time.
But you're really such a good, supportive dad. Like, to be able to have your parents at your games and at your practice isn't a luxury that everybody gets. So
I agree.
It's really dope. Like, my dad was my coach, so I was very, very lucky to be able to have him watch all of my games and, you know, kind of mentor me and teach me. But it's really cool, to be honest. So
I read this article, and I can't remember who it was by, but it was a player that said that the player may not seem like they care, but they're there, and every once in a while they pop up and they make sure their parents are there in the crowd. And I can't remember, that part made such an impact on me that I want to make sure that my kid knows that I'm there. In fact, it's funny, because I was telling you, I plan, you know, that Colorado trip that we're going to in 2 weeks.
Next weekend.
Yeah, or next weekend, but I mean in 2 weekends from now. And this weekend, there's absolutely nothing going on as far as basketball goes.
Nice.
And the next weekend, when we're in Colorado, there's like 35 games.
Oh, no.
So I'm going to be trying to watch it on my phone at our appearances. Yeah. Don't talk to me. I want to watch this.
Unless you're like my dad, who would literally walk out of my basketball games when I played bad.
But that's different. He was a coach.
Well, this was when I was in high school, and he wasn't my coach. And he would sit at the end of the bleachers closest to the door, and I would look up, shooting a free throw, and he would not be there.
Oh, so you would notice right away.
Oh, I knew when he was gone.
Because he was mad at you?
Yeah, because he thought I played terrible. But he would always, like, look through the window of the door, and I would see him in the window, and I'd be like, all right, he's here.
That's cute.
So that's it. That's a little update. That's what's going on in my head right now. Go Suns. Go Mercury.